Welcome back to All Talk, Tom Jordan and Kevin Dietz. Well, former President Donald Trump, he is preparing to sue the Justice Department for $100 million, claiming the 2022 FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago was politically motivated. That raid led to Special Counsel Jack Smith bringing 37 felony counts against Trump, including charges related to the willful retention of national defense information and obstruction of justice. No charges against Biden, by the way. He was right. Too elderly. Trump has pleaded not guilty to all charges and continues to deny any wrongdoing.
Pretty crazy. Yeah, it was unprecedented, this the nature of this raid. And his legal team, Donald Trump's legal team, is challenging it and the special counsel's appointment and all of that and more. Let's go to Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law, to talk about this. Todd, welcome back to the program. Nice to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, so this legal claim from Donald Trump that the Department of Justice and the FBI, they violated what would be called established protocols in executing this raid on Mar-a-Lago. What specific protocols are you aware of that they allege were breached in all of this? And how did they form this whole basis for a $100 million claim?
Well, first and foremost, they're suing that really there is no lawsuit right now. They have to give notice under the Federal Tort Claims Act. You have to give notice within a 2-year period. And then once that happens, the federal government has 6 months to respond and potentially resolve the case. If it can't be resolved, then another period of time goes by where the Trump team must file their lawsuit. So this is kind of the precursor. There is no lawsuit of $100 million right now. This is just the notice element of going after the federal government under this specific act. The fact of the matter is that the government has immunity, and did they act in a violation of the color of law as it relates to this search and seizure? And candidly, they would have to peel back and get into the depth of what the inner workings were of how they established the probable cause, whether or not they did something nefarious or lied or omitted or didn't have the probable cause, but somehow drummed it up to get it into Mar-a-Lago. I don't see this going, a long distance, but it clearly, the statutory, scheme, they have to give notice, and that's what they've done. And candidly, it's one step and many steps to come.
So the whole protocol issue, though, I mean, the Department of Justice, when somebody takes home classified documents, there would ostensibly be established protocol on how the Department of Justice would deal with that. And we've just seen in recent history that there have been many politicians who have done the same thing. Former presidents, former vice presidents, former, senators have done it. But only Donald Trump was the one that somehow the protocol to issue a raid on his home or even arrest or charge him with these crimes is what had occurred. So do they have an argument that the established protocols were breached and he was treated differently than the others?
Disparate treatment. In other words, we have one way of treating someone this way and another is this way. Is it inconsistent or is it one where there's bias and prejudice that's put up for whatever acts or reasons that the Department of Justice did? Was it in fact something nefarious to, as the attorney for Trump's lead team says, this was nothing but an election interference in his sound bites where he was talking about this is why this happened. It was interference. So that would be one of their claims, one of many other potential claims. The protocols, there is, you have to establish everything's done. It's supposed to be done. In my experience with several search warrants, both in the federal and the state level, everything's done with certain protocols and procedures put in place, and it's supposed to be transparent. So the fact of the matter is, if there is, who knew what when, and they uncover, Tom, if they uncover that this was really of something, a scheme set forth nothing to do about a crime, then there's serious issues.
Donald Trump calls that a witch hunt.
Right.
If the government has immunity, but there may be evidence of overreach and abuse of power, what is the remedy?
Money. So, you know, I was just involved in suing the FBI as it related to the case with Dr. Nassar. And that was clearly under the Federal Tort Claims Act, where we pierced the governmental immunity to show that this ball was dropped, where they should have had notice and knowledge about certain things that would have hopefully prevented things from happening. So here, if you can pierce that governmental immunity because you acted with gross negligence on this act, you know, of the search warrant. And it is shown, there will be a remedy of some sort. And usually, you know, the redress is cash. So governmental immunity can be pierced, that bubble, if you can show the gross negligence. And I think, you know, the fact of the matter is, the government has 6 months to respond to the notice that was given to them by the Trump team.
Some are already saying they think this will be a frivolous lawsuit. Do you think that's the case? And what actually constitutes a frivolous lawsuit?
One that doesn't have many merits, that's not going to go very far. I think this is a Herculean task of, you know, major proportions for Trump's team to even come close to sniffing or winning this type of case. And the reason why is because the fact of the matter is that doing a search based on a judge signing off on a search warrant is, for all practical purposes, standard normal protocol. If someone can show a smoking gun that this wasn't done in that measure or that way, then it's a different story. But I find that to be a Herculean task.
What about the aspect of the appointment of Jack Smith as special counsel that, you know, Trump says it was done without congressional approval, which it was, and the Supreme Court seems to agree. Does he have a case, if he looks at it through that lens, does he have a civil case?
So if they acted in good faith, and did the proper protocols for Jack Smith, then I say no. If they didn't act in good faith and they did this trying to sweep it behind the rug, then I say yes. My thought is that Jack Smith's appointment, we've had special counsel both in states and federal governments, and following the proper protocol, I can't imagine that they didn't act in good faith. But if they didn't, we show some, you know, behind the scenes string pulling to show some, you know, some nefarious act, then you got problems.
Not much chance this one gets settled out of court.
I don't right. think so. I think this is going to go the distance.
Yeah, probably so. First, as always, Todd Flood with Flood Law joining us. Todd, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
Hey, you do the same thing. Listen, up next, we're going to talk about these latest swatting events. There was Mike Rogers and Alyssa Slotkins. They are competing against each other for this U.S. Senate seat. And both of their alleged homes had been swatted, meaning that authorities were called out to them. And it was a joke. It wasn't real. We'll get into that with Livingston County Sheriff Mike Murphy coming up next right here on 760 WJR.